Time to talk some sports with Michigan Radio Sports commentator John Eubacon. And John, let's start with Michigan State, where I don't think we're talking as much as we are doing an autopsy. What happened Saturday in Wisconsin with that total blowout?
Just that. Wisconsin, look, the main thing is Wisconsin appears to be a bona fide top 10 team. They smoked Michigan. It was 35-0 before Michigan got on the scoreboard. And they pulled the same trick against the Spartans. What's surprising is the Spartan offense has sputtered all season. It sputtered last year. But their defense got plowed through, and that was surprising. So it's more on Wisconsin than it is Michigan State. Wisconsin is that good.
You know, as someone asked Coach D'Antonio in the postgame about whether or not he should have made changes in his offensive coaching staff, as in firing people and not shuffling them around, he got a little cranky. He called it a dumb question, but he used more colorful language.
He said more than that, yes.
Yeah. Was that a dumb question, or
no,
is it the $64,000
no.
question?
It's the exact right question to ask, appropriately asked in an appropriate forum. Look, D'Antonio's a hell of a coach. Hats off. But that was grossly unprofessional for a good journalist. And that is exactly the question to ask, because this has been a problem for 2 or 3 years now with the Spartans. And instead of making the dramatic move that Harbaugh made, which is not quite working either.
We'll talk about that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's time for new personnel. And all they do is musical chairs. They just move
shuffle, coach.
It's rearranging the chairs in the Titanic. It's not solving any kind of problem. And here you are mid-season with that same problem. So it's the right question, and he had no good answer. And by the way, the suspicion is that D'Antonio has now set the record for the most wins at Michigan State, beating Duffy Doherty and Biggie Munn and George Perlis. He's earned his place on the Mount Rushmore of those coaches. Most folks I talk to think that this might be the last season, in which case you don't want to bring in somebody new. You probably can't. And so maybe that's why I don't know that, but that is what many suspect.
Well, now, last season, as in he wants to make that happen, because there's a lot asking, is he on the hot seat?
D'Antonio?
Yeah.
Nah.
You don't think he's on the hot seat?
No, because he's got the AD in his back pocket. He's done a great career. He's had, 12, 13 years now.
He's got a brand new president there.
I think the change is going to come, but it will be on his volition.
On his volition. But you are hearing smoke signals that he might be...
Plenty of smoke, no fire.
No fire yet. Okay. Over to Michigan. So, okay, yeah, they beat Illinois 42-25. But certainly from following fan reaction during the game, people are not real happy. Offense isn't cranking it up.
First half, they had 28-0 and 28-7 at halftime. And then in the basically 25 unanswered points for Illinois. So now it's 28-0, a blowout, get in the backups, they let the band play and so on. And now you've got 25 points unanswered by Illinois. Big shock. Michigan's offense keeps fumbling the ball. This is midseason now, and you almost never see this out of good Harbaugh teams, good Bo Schembechler teams, good Lloyd Carr teams. Hanging onto the ball is a trademark at Michigan normally, and they've had more fumbles this year by a factor of 3 than they had last year.
What's going on?
They can't hold on to the ball.
Is it talent? Is it coaching?
It's not talent. Definitely not talent. And as far as coaching goes, look, these are the same coaches who had only 3 fumbles all last year. But as Bo said, you get what you emphasize. And if you emphasize not dropping the ball, and as Bo used to say, no back is worth 2 fumbles. That's the territory they're now in. So, and they're all fumbling the ball. The quarterback is, 3 different tailbacks have fumbled the ball. It's adding up. So that has got to get fixed before they play Penn State this weekend. At Penn State, at night, a whiteout, which means the whole stands are all wearing white shirts. It is one of the toughest places to play in America. Michigan's next 6 games, 3 are against top 10 teams. So that's got to get fixed if they're going to compete.
Well, that's what I was thinking, that game against Illinois kind of marked the end of what you might call, air quotes, the honeymoon period for this season. So nothing's getting easier from here on out.
No way.
So which Michigan team's going to show up, do you think, at Happy Valley next
Saturday? Tune in at 7:30 on Saturday night. I really don't know. I really don't know.
If you're Jim Harbaugh, what are you doing this week?
I am making sure that Don Brown's got the kind of defense that he has to have, compete at that level, the kind he had that shut down Iowa. Fantastic performance. A little shaky versus Illinois. You have to have the defense or else you have no chance. Then the second thing is the offense has not really had a great game all season against anybody good. So that has to get fixed. The defense has to return to form, and the offense has got to get fixed. And there's no easy way to coach players not to fumble the ball, but it has to be done.
And then over to wrapping up where we started with Michigan State. You know, you come away from this total humiliation. It's got to be hard to rev young players up to look ahead, shake it off and move on and get better.
It's very difficult. I will say, though, that D'Antonio is particularly good at this because his career has been some good seasons, some bad ones. They're 3-9 one year. They come back. They're very strong the next year. So he has rallied his players in a way that few other coaches have in these situations. However, their stretch is just miserable. They already had Ohio State. They got Wisconsin. They got Penn State pretty soon. Of course, it's no bargains.
Michigan Radio Sports Commentator John Eubacon. As always, John, thank you.
Thank you.